Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two officials say that Israel and Hamas are making progress toward a deal that aims to bring about a ceasefire. A U.S. State Department spokesman said Tuesday that U.S. is exploring all available alternatives to sustain aid in Gaza, despite the possibility Congress may pass legislation barring funding for UNRWA, the main U.N. agency for Palestinians. Washington last month said it was temporarily pausing new funding to UNRWA while it investigates claims a dozen staff took part in the October 7th attacks on Israel.
It is our priority to ensure that innocent civilians in Gaza can continue to get humanitarian assistance from the United States and from other countries who want to provide it to them.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller also urged the UN to proceed with its investigation in that particular matter. Estonia says Russia is preparing for a military confrontation with the West within the next decade. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber tells us more.
Estonia says its Foreign Intelligence Service said on Tuesday that the assessment was based on Russia's plans to double the number of forces stationed along its border with Finland, Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia. Kaupo Rosen, chief of the intelligence service, says right now Russia doesn't have the manpower, partly because it has to keep troops in Ukraine, and that NATO and its allies were moving in the right direction to counter the Russian threat. A growing number of Western officials have warned of a military threat from Russia to countries along the eastern flank of NATO, calling for Europe to get prepared by rearming.
Meanwhile, Russian bombing raids killed three people, including a child, late Tuesday near Ukraine's eastern city of Donetsk, according to local authorities. This is VOA News. UNESCO, the United Nations Cultural Agency, said Tuesday that Ukraine will need about $9 billion U.S. dollars over the next decade so it can rebuild its cultural sites and tourism industry following Russia's invasion. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has that story.
UNESCO has estimated that the country's connected culture and tourism area have lost over $19 billion in revenue during the nearly two-year war. Krista Pikat is UNESCO's Culture and Emergency Entity Director.
The estimation of the cost of damage to the Ukraine culture sector, according to UNESCO's rapid assessment, is $3.5 billion as of today.
The UN agency said the fighting has damaged 341 cultural sites across Ukraine, including in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and the cities of Lviv in the west and Odessa in the south. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Farmers in South Africa's red meat industry are now excited to resume exporting beef and lamb to Saudi Arabia after a long hiatus. Details from Reuters' Kate Bartlett.
The beef from some of the more than 150,000 South African cows outside Johannesburg is destined for diners many miles away in Saudi Arabia. That's after South Africa did a deal with the kingdom, which this year became a new member of the BRICS Plus group of emerging economies, which already includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and presents itself as an alternative to the Western-led global order. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
And again, two officials say that Israel and Hamas are now making progress toward a deal that aims to bring a ceasefire and free hostages held in the war-ravaged Gaza Strip. Key meetings are continuing between the two sides in the Egyptian capital of Cairo. The talks have been moving forward even after Israel intensified its offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, from where it freed two hostages but killed at least 74 Palestinians. That's according to local officials. The Egyptian and Western officials said gaps remain between Israel and Hamas, but progress is being made. They spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the sensitive talks with the media. The U.S. House has voted to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the Biden administration's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. In a historic rebuke of a sitting cabinet secretary, the Republican majority was determined to try again to impeach Mayorkas after having failed doing this last week. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.